You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Catholic Archdiocese of Detroit is holding a synod this month, a meeting to determine priorities for them. Since the Archdiocese was established in 1833, there have only been 10 synods held, and the last one was in the 1960s. Joining us to talk about this rare gathering is Archbishop Alan Veneron. Why now?
Well, because this is what the Pope has asked us to be engaged in. Pope Francis says we need to be about a new evangelization, become a band of joyful missionary disciples. And a synod is a great way to galvanize the whole diocese to move us forward in this important goal.
So the synod will be held shortly, but you've been working on this. The parishes have been working on this for a while. Tell us about the input of the parishes and who gets to participate in the synod.
Well, in terms of the input, it really began with the whole diocese engaged in a year of prayer. After that, we had dialogue sessions in the parishes. We received about 11,000 different points of information, suggestions. Out of that, we developed a set of priorities. And now the members of the synod are beginning to deliberate on this. The membership in the synod is about 350 people. There's a member from each parish in the diocese. And then there are groups of priests, religious sisters, and lay people who are also appointed as special appointees.
This is being described as an attempt at a radical overhaul of the Catholic Church in Detroit. What do you mean by radical overhaul?
To change the culture, that's what I mean. Obviously, we don't change the constitution of the church. That's given to us by the Lord. But I use a parallel. In 1969, my predecessor, Archbishop Dearden, had a synod to be a first implementation of the Second Vatican Council. And as a result, it wasn't just a few things that changed, but our whole way of going about our life changed. We became what the Council spoke of as a church of the people of God, all sorts of cooperation, collaboration, consultation. What I mean is a phase two of implementing the Council, so that on the basis of this new strength we have, how do we change our culture away from maintenance to mission, to be a church on mission, as Pope Francis says?
The online literature about the synod indicates this is in part prompted by an, quote, unnatural deterioration of the church, the decline in sacramental participation and vocations, as well as the closing of parishes, are unnatural aberrations rooted in an erosion of evangelization. That's the end of the quote. Is this the beginning of, well, a membership campaign?
No, it's exactly not a membership campaign. This is about being on mission to present Christ to other people, and we'll see what happens. And if we hope that the circle of disciples will grow, but we're waiting for God's providence to bring that about. But this is not a membership campaign.
Again, from the online literature, one of the questions being tackled is how to make parishes, schools, hospitals, charitable organizations missionary-based, missionaries, you know, evangelize. What does evangelism look like in a school or a hospital?
I think what it looks like in a school especially, and these would be two different things. In a school, it looks like presenting an understanding of the human person and the vocation that you prepare people for, to think about that in the broadest possible terms and as a response to belonging to Christ. In a hospital, in healthcare, I think it means not simply performing the work of mercy in harmony with Christ or as a continuation of the ministry of Christ, but also giving people an explanation of what this means and why we're doing it, and taking occasions when we can invite people to join us in doing this. It's not proselytism. It isn't about saying, if you want these services, you have to join us. It's about witness, but being explicit in our witness of why we're doing it and inviting you to be part of it.
I've been looking at some of the other synods that have been held recently or will be held in Gary, Indiana, San Diego, Milwaukee, Rome, Vancouver. They've held held synods on subjects such as family and marriage and greater inclusion of lay people in church duties. So why is Detroit focusing on missionary and evangelization?
Well, I would say it's in principally in response to the calls we've gotten from Pope John Paul II and Pope Francis. I also think another way to explain this focus is to think in along the lines of what's been so significant here in Southeast Michigan. We have inherited a lot of institutions which have gotten, I don't know, let's say barnacles, a little ossified in the way we've done things. And we're looking for something that's going to take us back to the core mission. Not just one topic, but what is the dynamic that gives life to dealing with all the kinds of topics about which you're speaking. Part of the culture of Southeast Michigan, part of the history of Southeast Michigan is to, as I read it, is that we're at a time where this is very essential to try and unleash the very dynamic of the institution's reason for existing.
The Detroit Archdiocese Synod 16 will take place November 18th through the 20th at the Westin Book Cadillac Hotel in Detroit. How long before the diocese, Archdiocese as a whole, gets to see the results or the decisions made at the Synod?
Well, the way I explain it is that the Synod is a time of discernment for the members to tell me what they see to the basic question of what's going to help us make us missionary and what's getting in the way of making us missionaries. I'm going to listen to that, and with help from others between the 20th of November and the first days of June, I'm going to do my discernment on that, say, having heard what the Synod is saying, this is where I think we need to go. This is where I want to lead us. So it's basically about 7 months. But in that seven-month time, there will continue to be elements of this process, timely feedback and staying in touch with the members of the Synod.
That is Archbishop Alan Vinaron. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you very much, Lister.